Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Glenn and Steve.
We love TV.
We do love TV.
TV in February is very busy.
Actually, yeah, there's a lot of TV to cover this week.
So much TV on at the moment.
Oh my god. A lot. You thought Gogglebox could sit there and watch television?
We've watched it all.
Yeah. From Barnaby.
Do we have any movies this week?
No, we didn't have any
movies. Any movies? Didn't think so.
I think just TV covered it enough. And then Barnaby got his whole own segment as well.
Oh, Barnaby. How is Barnaby?
He's doing really well, I hear.
Having some time off. Backbench. Hanging out with Tony.
Well, he's taking that week off, right? Isn't that what he's... Oh, no, he's more than a week.
Yeah, his career off. He's given up.
No, he'll be on the backbench, right? Screaming.
And we're talking about guns. Getting very serious. You know, yeah. We got no bad meat this week, so we had to fill in for the madness.
But we got Mad Trump.
Mad Trump.
He had a good way of fixing the gun problem.
Yeah. And then Turnbull turned up. Maybe give some advice. I wonder how that's going right now.
Yeah, he's still in Washington, is Turnbull? Or is he back?
I think
yet?
So. I think, oh, unless Trump next week. Unless Trump's kicked him out of the White House.
Oh, maybe.
Worst call ever, right?
Yeah.
Will it be the worst visit ever?
No, I think his visit's all right. Has it been that bad?
It's not over yet, Steve.
It's not about Joyce time. The whole time he's been there.
Exactly. It's a good distraction to have.
It's like, sorry, Trump, I've got to go talk about Barnaby Joyce's sex.
We could talk about Donald Trump's ones.
Yeah.
Awkward. Yeah. Awkward moment. That's all coming up on the show. Plus,
the Winter Olympics coming to an end. Australia. Yep. But other sports.
It's all happening.
That's it. We got a lot. Just enjoy. Welcome back to the program. It is time for sport, Glenn.
So sad.
It's nearly over.
I know. It's over.
The Olympics.
For another 4 years.
Until the Summer Games, right?
What about the Winter Games, Steve?
Yeah, but the Winter Games have been terrible.
Why have they been terrible?
Australia, terrible.
Why is it? What, just been watching the Channel 7 coverage of the commentators?
They made it seem terrible. How has their coverage been, though? Because I honestly have not watched one game yet.
It makes ABC News Eve look fantastic.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're okay, but they struggle sometimes. I don't know. Like, sometimes I find, like, they find really old guys to do extreme sports, and it's just weird.
What do you mean, old guys? Are they commentating? It's just a bunch of old guys?
Yeah. They're like, I don't know. It's like the country clubs just taking over the Winter Olympics.
Can they get like...
You know, there's the X Games, like the Winter X Games, where it's all like, you know, really high energy. You know, it's like, it's always so traditional. And
yeah.
It's the Olympics, I guess. It could be a bit traditional. It's going to be a little bit...
Yeah, but it depends what sport they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. It was good. I actually enjoyed
it
so far. But to be fair, I'd watch anything. Australia's not had a very good week, though. No medals this week so far. No, there's still hope for the next last couple of events that finishes on Sunday before the final of hockey. The hockey was quite good, actually. I watched one of the exciting quarterfinal matches. I think it was semifinal matches.
America and Canada.
Okay, America and Canada for the women's. That's down to the wire, literally.
Yeah.
Level pegging. And extra overtime penalty shootout type.
Oh, wow. And who won?
Bloody America.
That makes sense.
See, make America great again. Canada second.
See, Trump will be proud.
Trump will be proud. I'm sure he'll be so ecstatic.
Yeah, that's it. So the ice hockey is here coming up as well. I'm going to try and watch the final. I will try and watch it.
Now, the North Korean athletes too, a bit of interesting news on them. One of the big interesting additions to the event. Apparently, if they're going to come back, they're going to be, if they haven't won a medal, which I don't think they've won a medal actually, to be fair. I don't know.
North Korea.
The medal tally.
South Korea's won 4.
Yeah, that's a bit awkward.
North Korea, yeah, 0.
Yeah, that's not going to make the dear leader very happy, apparently. So he's going to publicly shame them.
Oh, no.
What a douche.
He's a sore loser.
Well, who does he think he is? The Sun newspaper?
He could be if he wanted to.
You know? God, you can't just shame athletes because they didn't win.
Yeah.
Those are a cricket team in English or Australian.
How's he going to shame them, though? Oh, they won 4 medals.
He'll probably shoot them or kill them or something.
Oh, okay.
He's a lunatic, right?
We'll just go, give us your 4 medals.
Give us your 4 medals back.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that.
If I was them, I wouldn't go back. I would be staying in the South.
That's just a sore loser, though.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I've never met him, but...
Have you seen him on telly?
Yeah, he seems...
With his, like, crazy, like, let broadcast lady that comes out with all that crap?
Oh, the media that's clearly biased, yes.
Well, what are you saying is biased?
Everything.
It's not biased at all.
No, just, yeah.
Not at all. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
As far as Olympics go, though, Australia, 23rd in the world.
That's pretty good.
I mean, they're not last.
I had a few people this week say, oh, God, we're no good at the Winter Olympics. I was like, yeah, it's the Winter Olympics. Yeah, that makes sense.
What Australian...
There's not swimming in it. If they had winter swimming, we would be...
Or grass hockey or, like... Yeah.
We're not known for our winter sports, per se.
No, what type of winter sports would Australia be good at? Nothing, right?
No, we're good at a lot of winter sports. Aerials, we were very good for
quite some time. Did we get gold in our aerials?
We crashed out this time.
Well, there you go.
No, but we have been quite good in a lot of...
I'm sure we have.
...events, and... No, I actually think we're... Considering we're a country that's not known for our... compared to Norway, which is at the top of the medal tally right now with 38 medals.
Mm.
Now, Norway's not a big country either. However, it's freezing cold there all the time.
Yeah, and they've got mountains.
And all they do is they just, like, basically ski. Because, quite frankly, what else do you do when it's minus 57?
Ski.
You ski.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
So how can you not win all the medals?
They've had a lot of preparation, clearly.
Like, they're at 38. Actually, I think the one that's really done really poorly, actually, is the Americans.
Down to
22 medals.
I mean, they're coming fourth, though, so that's...
Like, really making good. America great again? Don't think so.
No, Norway's clearly making Norway great again.
Norway is great again. And I thought I was going to go for second as well. But no, they're really doing badly. Like, they're actually... Because they're normally at the top of the... Up there at the top of the tally. But this year, not doing it. Not great again.
Maybe they'll do better at the summer games, right?
They do very good at the summer games too, but they're just not doing very well these games. This is just...
But is this, like, an ordinary? Like, who's normally at the top of the table, like, at the winter games?
It's Norway's best games. Like, last time, it was Russia was first. United States was in fourth with 28, but...
Oh, okay.
But this time, Norway is just blitzing it. This is just incredible. They have just absolutely done it too well.
Mm.
Go Norway.
And Germany as well.
Yeah. But Norway particularly, like, that is their best ever result by a long shot.
Oh, that's good. Good for them.
And it's not even their home Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
Because they're not Korean, obviously.
No, clearly not. South or North.
In other sports too, big night tomorrow, Steve. Big, big night. It is the local derby.
Oh.
It's the only match that matters.
Sounds interesting.
Even though that Sydney FC are at the top of the ladder with 49 points and 15 wins,
mm-hmm.
compared to the Wanderers, 6 wins and 26 points. If the Wanderers win tomorrow night, it's all that matters for the season. They've won.
That's what you want, right?
As long as you win over them in the derby...
Yeah,
that's all that matters, really, doesn't it? I don't think there's anything else.
Oh, well, that's it. It's who's the better Sydney team, isn't it? Isn't that how it goes?
That's basically like the grand final of that. It's a huge crowd, too. It's going to be, I think it's a sellout, I imagine.
Oh, wow.
Even though the Wanderers aren't doing too well, it's still a sellout.
That's good for them. That's what we want.
More crisis in the FIFA as well. There is, they're trying to consider the future of the FFA. It's still being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA's still giving them a hard time. There's a lot of issues to be resolved, and it's still ongoing. The governance model's still under question. It just keeps going on and on and on.
Why? What is their problem?
Basically, the clubs want more control, and the FFA wants... Mm-hmm. There's a battle between the clubs and the FFA and how the game's managed in Australia.
Right.
Traditionally, in a lot of clubs around the countries around the world, is the clubs are very powerful, but in Australia, the national body's been more powerful,
mm-hmm.
and they want to change that mix.
Right.
And have relegation in our competition, so you could relegate the Wanderers when they're bad,
mm-hmm.
relegate Sydney FC when they're rubbish. So they want to, you know, change things up a bit, but it doesn't kind of work for Australia,
makes sense.
Potentially. So that's a one to watch. NBL, Steve?
Yes, the semi-finals are coming up at the start of March. The season's pretty much over. We've got quite a lot. I think it's going to be very... very tough. We've got Melbourne United versus New Zealand Breakers in their round.
New Zealand who?
New Zealand Breakers. Never heard of them?
Yeah, never heard of them.
They're pretty good.
Really?
They are. And then in the second round, we've got Adelaide 36ers and Perth Wildcats. So now those four teams are going to play each other twice. And then we'll see who goes into the finals.
Wow.
Should be pretty interesting. The finals is on the 15th of March, so we'll see how we go. Mid-March.
Now, I've got an outrage here, Steve.
Yes.
You know I cycle.
You do cycle.
Occasionally, when my leg's not fractured.
Get back into it.
It's coming soon. Coming soon. It's getting there. But in Perth, they're deciding to put speed bumps on bike paths.
Oh, no.
On shared bicycle ways, because of bloody pedestrians. Stupid pedestrians. I'm also a pedestrian very often as well. I like being a pedestrian.
Yeah.
So apparently, they've decided that in some high traffic areas in Perth, to get bicyclists to slow down, they're going to put speed bumps in for cyclists.
That's silly, though.
That's so annoying. I hate when they put obstacles in the way of a cycle.
I hate them when I'm driving.
And it's dangerous as well. Like, these obstacles, like, when you're trying to get around them because you don't want to stop. bikes. Why do you want to stop? You want a bike.
You're cycling for a reason.
Cycling for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Apparently the first ones were too steep. And obviously there was some issues with kids on scooters. They're bottoming out. It's just a silly idea. And a lot of cycle groups are saying that if they, you know, think that's such a bad problem, they should have separate pedestrian paths to cycle paths, which I think is probably taking the mickey a bit too far.
That's too much.
Yeah. Some cyclists are irresponsible. They go too fast in shared zones. And some pedestrians don't know how to go left on a road. How hard is it?
Because the thing is, cyclists think they have right of way, and then pedestrians
also think they can take up five lanes of like a shared path.
Of course.
So you can't pass them
without dinging your bell.
They have right of way. They actually do have right of way. That's the law. But like, you should be on the left hand side to let people pass you.
They don't. They're not going to do that, though.
They should.
They don't care. Pedestrians don't care.
Just because they're walking their dog, with, you know, as a. Just because they have a chin wag.
But of course, cyclists are on the road anyway. Why do they need the footpath?
No, you're allowed to use the footpath in certain places. They're shared paths, like bike paths.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Have you heard of bike paths before, Steve?
I have heard of bike paths before. But what do they want to use? The road or the path?
Whatever's suitable at the time for the location. Because some locations, you've got to use the path, and other times you can use the road.
Okay.
The road's a bit more dangerous.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
We see all the time people getting hurt.
Yeah, it hurts.
Does it?
I'd imagine so. I've not experienced
it. Oh, you haven't yet? Okay.
Touch wood. Not bad luck this year.
Oh, no.
Well, that's last year.
Hopefully you don't, though, Glenn.
Talking about bad luck, poor Carmichael Hunt, he had a problem. He got fined $600 over a drug-related charge, avoids a conviction, which is very, very important. So he avoids the charge and cocaine possession, the Wallabies player.
Mm.
But his reputation's a bit in tatters there, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty much over, maybe.
No, he won't be over it. Just
why not? He's too much crap.
What do you mean?
He's had enough chances.
What was the other thing he done wrong?
A lot of drugs and partying and stuff.
Say?
Yeah. Well, you asked what he did wrong. I'm telling you.
What's wrong with that?
I think he's had enough chances.
God, you're mean.
Just saying.
God, you're mean.
Yeah,
absolutely mean.
Don't be a moron.
You were in life. Don't be a moron.
I actually knew his cousin. We went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you tell his cousin he's a moron too?
I wasn't into sports or anything then. So.
Right, okay. So you didn't know he was a moron.
I didn't even know who he was.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
But anyway. But I heard in the NRL,
you're
going to have conversion kick clocks now.
Because it's taking too long to hit the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're doing their laces up and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, so they said no more.
It's fair. I hate when they do that in a game, where they start, like,
conversion
trying...
clocks, that's what it's called.
I hate when they do that, when they're trying to, like, kill time, and they're, like, you know, doing their socks up, doing their laces, ring their mum...
Order a pizza. Yeah.
Yep, agreed.
So I thought that was good. They took the NRL management told all the clubs this week to get prepared for it.
Are the clubs happy?
Nah, probably not. They're like wasting time, especially if they're in front, right?
I know. I think it works both ways, right? Sometimes you'll be in front, other times you won't be. So I guess, you know, sometimes it works for you, other times it doesn't, right?
Mm. It's just wasting time. I hate it. They should do that for tennis. Because when they just getting prepared to hit the ball, they're bouncing the ball how many times? Bounce, bounce, bounce.
But Steve, you're very impatient. You thought AFL X was a great idea.
It was a great idea.
You were also to be done in 10 minutes.
Seven games in 2 hours.
Look at value for money.
Yeah, definitely.
Seven shit games for the price of one.
Even the grand final was pretty shit, but...
Grand final was the saddest grand final ever. Oh my god, it's still traumatic.
It is. Come on, Sydney, what the hell? See, Buddy was there, but he knew that season was going to be crap.
He got out while the going was good. And then NRL's coming soon. That's very exciting. AFL, we'll get some sports back in the world. Apart from that, I think that's all we have this week.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's happening in tennis? Nothing in tennis?
Nah, Federer's number one again. Oh, boring.
Oh, yeah, boring. That's it, right?
Yeah, basically that's it. Yeah, so he becomes number two. There'll be no news in tennis,
in cricket, or anything.
Off season.
Oh my god! All right,
because they've been playing all summer. God, lazy buggers.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for. Mad Mick's not here, though.
He's not here. He's unfortunately, it's his mate's birthday today, so he actually wasn't able to make it.
Oh, happy birthday, Mick, mate.
Yes, Mick, mate. Happy birthday. But we'll have to be mad in his absence, Steve.
We are very mad.
Are you? Well, the White House has been very busy. You know, Turnbull's there today.
He was.
And you know how much they get on so well together, right?
Oh, they love it. Well, he's too busy answering questions about Barnaby Joyce.
Exactly right. And to be fair, this time maybe it isn't the worst time to be there because Trump had a... pretty bruising start of the week when he had some families that came in and were a little bit pissed.
It doesn't make sense. Fix it. There should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed. Because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety.
He was cross.
He was very angry. Well, you can't blame him. It is, you know, it was a big event at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
Which seems to be a very regular occurrence in America, mind you. There is a huge frequency of school shootings, and all shootings of all types, not just school shootings.
Well, we had it at Las Vegas, right, recently as well.
Yeah, there's actually like thousands of people that die in America every day. But don't worry, Donald Trump is there to save the day. He's got this great, fantastic, great plan. It's going to be so easy.
Who realized how the curb stomper?
Yeah, genius, absolute genius.
To harden our schools, not soften them up. A gun-free zone to a killer or somebody that wants to be a killer, that's like going in for the ice cream. That's like, here I am, take me. We have to get smart on gun-free zones. When they
gun-free zones, Steve. Can you think of any gun-free zones that you can think of?
In America?
Well, in the world. Like, there's a lot of gun-free zones.
Yeah, there is.
Japan has many of them. Australia, like, there's gun-free zones here. We're in a gun-free zone right now.
They use Australia as an example for this whole thing. Like, but they can do it for Port Arthur, right?
Yeah, we're a bit quick learners compared to the Americans. Like, they've waited for, let's see.
Well, to be fair, we didn't really have an NRA, right? So,
well, we do. We have a gun lobby.
But not as big as the NRA. The NRA are bigger than the government, I think. But
there's a lot of gun-free zones in the world. Like, it does seem that, like, this problem happens in America.
Yeah.
And the Middle East. That's a different problem. That's Civil War, South obviously. Africa, maybe, but it doesn't seem to happen in Australia very often, or much of Europe, or Japan, or China, or...
It happens, but not often.
Not to this extent. Like, we haven't had a mass shooting in this country for...
No.
Of any extent, really, of any... Like, not with the numbers they're talking about.
Oh, no way, not innocent children, and like... Oh.
Domestic violence, yes, we have that every second day, but mass shootings, not really a thing here.
No.
So there's lots of gun-free places, but in schools, it's new battlegrounds. He's got a great plan. Like, it's even better than just making them... He's going to make them safe again.
Yeah.
He's going to make school great again.
Make school safe again.
They see it says, this is a gun-free zone. That means that... Nobody has a gun except them. Nobody's going to be shooting bullets in the other direction. And they see that as such a beautiful target. They live for gun-free zones. One of the fake news networks, CNN last night, was saying, I want teachers to have guns. I don't want teachers to have guns. I want certain highly adept people, people that understand weaponry, guns, if they really have that aptitude. Because not everybody has an aptitude for a gun. But if they have the aptitude, I think a concealed permit for having teachers and letting people know that there are people in the building with gun, you won't have, in my opinion, you won't have these shootings because these people are cowards. They're not going to walk into a school if 20% of the teachers have guns. It may be 10% or maybe 40%. And what I'd recommend doing is the people that do carry, we give them a bonus. We give them a little bit of a bonus.
Yay, bonus of the teacher.
Wow.
Don't teach the kids, get a gun.
Yeah, have a gun with a teacher. Have you seen a teacher after they deal with kids for a day?
My God, that could actually end up with mass teacher shootings.
Yeah.
But my other logic, though, like, he's saying that, like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense.
I get what he's saying. Like, there wouldn't be school shootings if the shooters knew the teachers had guns.
There would still be school shootings.
Oh, of course they would.
Because, like, these mass shootings have happened in places where there have been places with guns, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Some are happening in army barracks. It's like...
You know, I'm pretty sure that in a lot of those other places where these shootings have happened, there was other people with guns there that didn't get to them first. And, like, wouldn't you feel bad if your teacher was the one that didn't have the gun and you got attacked? You know, like, wouldn't that be bad? Oh, I got Mrs. Jones this year and she hasn't got a gun permit, so yeah. I'm going to have to, you know, possibly be shot at.
I have to bring my own gun.
And this is the other thing. I reckon that if you have a gun, like, just because you've got it doesn't mean you can actually kill a person that's...
No way. Yeah,
determined to... Like, these people generally do not want to live. Yeah. Like, a lot of them that have perpetrated these crimes, it's not like they go in there and go, oh, if I get shot, I won't do it.
Yeah. And do you think a teacher's going to shoot a kid or something? That's coming in with a gun.
But then there's, like, that could happen in the Sydney siege, yeah, where there's, like, it was police bullets that ended up shooting people because, obviously, the crossfire
and all that, yeah.
Then if everyone's got a gun, what's going to happen?
If they're just shooting back, more people will get
it. Who's the bad guy, then? How do you know who the bad guy is when everyone's got a gun?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's things will be more worse if they did that.
But they have to do something, though. Because he's got a point. I think it's the stupidest idea ever, but then again, when you've got guns everywhere...
Why not add more guns?
Well, because the thing is, like, even Virginia Tech, right, that wasn't necessarily... That was handguns, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of this debate in America is about semi-automatic rifles,
like
which...
Like the Mag 45s and things, yeah.
Which is a lot of them, right? Like, Las Vegas was one, Orlando,
Sandy Hook.
The Southern Springs Church shooting.
Oh, that, yes, yes.
The Stone Douglas High School shooting, that was 2018, which was the recent one.
Sandy Hook and things,
Sandy Hook, Columbine, seems like, say, long ago.
Yeah.
But there's quite a lot of them. And I remember when Columbine happened, actually. That was the first time there was actually one in a school, but there's been so many since.
Now they're, like, recurring, which is sad. It's very sad to see that these type of things happen, but that's just the way it works.
Like, there used to be a punch-up at our school occasionally. There might be, you know, someone might have, like, be word going, someone's going to punch someone up, but no one...
The worst is, a fight at school, a student threw a bin at the principal, you know? That's as worse as it gets.
Didn't shoot at all the classmates? No.
No, no.
It is disturbing. But the NRA, though, very reasoned. Obviously, their usual repertoire. Wayne. NRA's Wayne.
He's the boss, isn't he?
From Wally World. I made it up.
Oh, Wayne's World.
Well, Wayne's World, yeah. So he's Wayne's World. He's his world. It's a funny world, Wayne's World.
As usual, the opportunist wasted not one second to exploit tragedy for political gain. Saul Alinsky would have been proud. The breakback speed of calls for more gun control laws and the breathless national media eager to smear the NRA. Think about that. In the midst of genuine grief and a very understandable passion, as millions of Americans search for meaningful solutions, what do we find? Chris Murphy, Nancy Pelosi, and more, cheered on by the national media, eager to blame the NRA, and call for even more government control.
Wow.
What a crazy time to talk about gun control, Steve.
Yeah.
Why would you talk about gun control when there was a problem?
They're trying to act like that they're not one of the ones...
And those kids, too, those school kids, too, the BS movement.
Yeah.
Like, exploiting tragedy. Who do they think they are? Sitting there on YouTube, putting out these BS videos, having protest rallies, taking the opportunity of their grief.
At the front of the White House.
That's their grief, right? They can do whatever the hell they damn well like.
Yeah, that's how they're dealing with it, and they should be allowed to.
That's the time to talk about it. Like, if someone comes into my house and shoots me, it's probably time to go, maybe you shouldn't have had that gun.
And how'd you get it, really, I think.
And to be fair, it's always the wrong time, because there's always a shooting every second week there, so it's kind of like, when is the right time? Do we wait after the grief, and then it's like, oh, too late, then another shooting happens, or we're in the not talk about the gun, don't talk about the guns, don't take them away. No,
they're
under control.
They're not going to take them away.
They have to take them away, Steve. If they're going to solve the problem, you can
tittle
horse around, take them all away.
I cannot see...
Take them all away. Send Donald Trump out and take them all away.
What? He would not do that. No. Those are all his voters.
No, he gets shot. But
well, there's that too, but...
Or send him to the UK this week, because it'd be very sad. If he went to the UK this week,
there's
the saddest news for Trump. They're out of KFC.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, not enough
Trump. How would Trump survive? 2/3 of KFC shut down. Yeah. It's been a sad week this week.
The UK's been interesting this week, actually, with all... What's his name? Jeremy Corbyn.
What'd he do?
People are not happy with him. He's like...
You're never happy with him.
Oh, he's causing trouble there, I hear.
What did he do?
Oh, I can't recall exactly, but...
He just knows trouble.
I do. I heard it this week. Apparently, people weren't happy with him because he wants everything, you know, to not be privatised anymore, and he's just causing trouble.
He's basically like Mad Nick, really.
Yeah, yeah, he's like Mad. Oh, because he thinks people are afraid of, like, a different type of government, the one that he's in.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, I actually think what he's trying to suggest is actually...
Yeah.
They're very radically different.
That makes sense.
Like, compared to the open... free market principles to go back to, like, nationalizing everything, because that's going to solve all the problems.
And people weren't happy with him because they're like, you're just stirring trouble now. He's like, yeah, and?
That's what he's been doing since the 68
years.
What
he's about? That's why I like him, because he just causes trouble.
Is that breaking news? Or?
But I found it funny this week. I'm like, so what?
Maybe that's our new slogan for the week. So what?
Yeah, so what? Who cares? But no, as far as guns go, it's very... not good.
Not good. They need to solve it. But I actually, as I said in this show a couple of weeks back, when Mick said, oh, they're going to solve it now, they're not going to solve it. You can give all the kid, all the teachers guns. They don't get a song.
There will be some reform change, though. They'll, no. They'll make you have to be 21 years old. You can't get the mag.
But the thing that's amazing in America is the majority of the people in America actually support sensible gun control.
Yeah, of course.
You know, majority of the people do it. However, the money doesn't.
Mm. That's it.
The crazy people always win.
And it all goes down to the NRA. So,
but not that we're trying to blame them, because we wouldn't want to do that. They're lovely people.
No, I don't blame them for someone going shooting up a school or something. They didn't do it. That person did.
Yeah, but they got to stop your gun. The laws have to change.
Oh, of course.
Because the Constitution's clear. A well-run militia. And this is a farce.
Yeah. Welcome back to the program. It is time for a new segment, Glenn.
It's actually just the mad segment, right?
I know, but we don't have Mad Mick, so we've got to replace Mad Mick.
With Mad Joyce!
It's been an interesting week for Barnaby Joyce.
I thought Joyce Main was exciting, but Barnaby Joyce is just taken to another level.
He has had an interesting week in Australia, in America.
John Oliver came back from holidays.
Yes.
And had his first show and just filled in the world of what's been happening in the world since then. South Africa's had a few changes, Zimbabwe.
Yep, yep, yep.
And at least Australia got a mention.
And look, it wasn't just South Africa experiencing turmoil. Look at Australia. 70% uninhabitable because of desert and 30% uninhabitable because of Australians. Now, we have talked about their Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce before. You may remember he threatened to euthanise Johnny Depp's illegally imported dogs, Pistol and Boo. Well,
Boo. Yeah,
you can't do that.
Well, they can, because they were not in here properly legally.
No, but you can't.
We'll only allow your pooches in. If on the right terms. Basically, yeah, that's right. So, but I think John Oliver, this is before he resigned, obviously.
Yes.
I think got nailed it on the head, really.
Now, you might think that is hypocritical, but in reality, Joyce has such incredible family values that he can't restrict them to just one family. The Australian media has understandably jumped on this story like a deputy prime minister with a wife and four children jumping on his 33-year-old former media advisor. And they even went so far as to track down the father of his girlfriend, who is frankly not thrilled with Barnaby's behaviour.
The man who could be his future father-in-law says he wants the deputy prime minister roasting on a spit.
Peter Campion is bristling with anger.
I think a deputy PM on a spit would be, quite a sight.
I think that might be the most Australian man who has ever lived. You know, in Australia, they don't actually have Santa Claus. They just have that guy coming down your chimney, and whether you've been bad or good, he just beats you with a newspaper.
Sounds fair enough.
I mean, yeah, be good during the year, you won't get here.
So Bun became world famous. He also got an appearance too on Married at First Sight as well, strangely enough. Oh, him wow. And Malcolm got on there as well, kind of.
This experiment really gets you out of your comfort zone.
It is extremely stressful, but you've learnt more about each other in this commitment ceremony. And so you have the chance this week to look at yourselves as a couple. And hopefully as a result of this, you may come to greater realisations.
Barnaby made a shocking error of judgement. The comments by the Prime Minister, I'd have to say, they were in many instances inept.
Oh, wow. You know, that is so inappropriate. So let's cut to the chase and get to the decision.
Now, that was a very tragic moment there. Andrew Fay, a cartoonist, put together that little clip. And obviously, on that clip, at least, they were saying Turnbull wanted him to leave.
Yeah.
Which kind of sounded like he did without saying it. And Bunby was wanting to stay, but unfortunately on Friday, East left. Steve, are you very sad?
No, not really. I mean,
I am, because, you know, like, this was, you know, the bold and the beautiful Canberra edition was getting pretty exciting.
I enjoyed watching his political history on 7:30 this week, where they went through what how he was, and he seemed like he really enjoyed doing what he was doing. But
he's going to be in the backbench now, not sniping and all this stuff. He's going to be just, you know, chilling out in the backbench and doing that. But his party, I must say, if he was the best retail politician, the people that are going to potentially replace him, pretty bloody ordinary pollies, I can tell you now. This is the Mr. McCormick, the Minister for Veteran Affairs, and probably Scotland by the sounds of his last name. I reckon he could be a dual citizen. I don't know.
Check that out.
Don't know. Sounds McCormick.
Not Australian.
He's not, I don't think, but nonetheless, it's a bit suspicious. Couldn't answer a simple question from Sky News' Ashton Gillian.
Does Barnaby Joyce still have your support as Nationals leader?
Well, Barnaby Joyce has the support of the National Party. And Barnaby Joyce is our leader. He's taking a week off.
I'm asking you personally. You are touted, as we've been reporting here, as the most likely person to take over as Nationals leader. So I'm asking again, does Barnaby Joyce continue to have your support as the Nationals leader?
Barnaby Joyce has done a very good job delivering for rural and regional Australians. And as I went around on the weekend and attending events...
We won't go for the full eight times, but let's be frontally honest. I think that's a no.
He can't say it publicly, though.
What a toss. Yeah. Just say it and be blunt.
But they can't.
They can.
He can't, clearly.
Of course he can. Why can't he? 2 days later, he's gone anyway, right? Yeah. So, like, of course you can say it. Just,
might as well have said it.
Like, oh, God, it just... That is the one thing that I think people hate about politicians is they cannot stop.
That's why I hate politicians. Like,
but then on Friday night, even though I got rid of him,
yeah,
the president of the National Party has the same disease. It's very hard. And Ellen Fanning, very difficult questions here.
It's clear that his senior colleagues didn't counsel him about his personal behaviour. You've had years in politics. You must have known this had the potential to blow up into a public matter, as it has. Did you speak to Barnaby Joyce about this?
Well, I've had many conversations to Barnaby Joyce, and that's entirely appropriate as the president of the party.
But I'm saying about the fact that his marriage had broken down, the fact that he had an affair with his staffer, and that jobs were created for her. Did you speak to him about those matters?
I've had many conversations, and I've sort of had many conversations in council with him because of his...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
yeah. Same thing as the other guy.
Steve, seriously. Where were you last Thursday?
Where was I? Well, then, I can't tell you that.
Where were you last Thursday? Tell me.
Sorry. Yeah, politicians, you wonder why people...
I think they got rid of all of them. I don't know. Like, I actually think that these replacements are probably worse than he is.
Because
Barnaby, I don't think, would have said that.
No, he...
One thing I must say about Barnaby, at least he
straight
would,
shooter.
He shot a lot, really.
He used to say how it was, though. He didn't really hold back.
Yeah, true.
That's why people liked him.
I don't know whether, like, there's this whole thing about, there's this one poll that's been citing all the week that most people want him to give up the job in the country. Yeah. But I don't know in his electorate it would be the same statistic.
Love him in New England, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
They love him.
Do you think at the pub he's really going to get, like, you know...
Well, now that he's not a deputy prime minister or Nationals leader, right, or whatever he was doing.
He'll be back.
Oh, of course he will. It's the same thing as the dual citizenship.
It's like Tony Abbott. The second that Turnbull's out of the country, he's already like, you know, trying to like bring up like whatever he wants, like just throwing some missiles about.
I know. And then once he comes back, you'll hide back on the back. Right?
Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't say anything. What did I say?
And then Matthias Cormann raised
another dual citizen there.
I love that because now that I actually know who he is, because even though I've seen it on Mad as Hell, how they make I'm like, now that I've actually seen him and know who he is, I'm like, wow, he is. Check his citizenship.
Isn't it funny, actually, all this dual citizen saga and all this carry on? It's like everyone that's kind of the dual citizen is like, we've got the Kiwi guy, we've got this guy, the McCormick guy.
Yeah.
Come on, seriously, dual citizens everywhere. This is the country we live in now. The dual citizen like debate is the most bizarre one because like
it's brought up a lot.
You walk down any street in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane or
it's very multicultural.
Who isn't a dual citizen? I'm not. Are you?
No, I'm not.
You might be though.
From decent? No.
You could be.
I'm definitely a dual citizen.
You're definitely a dual citizen.
Yes. Well, my mother's from Belgium, so.
Well, that's you're a dual citizen then. Maybe, possibly, potentially. so your political party's all gone.
Yeah, I can never stand for.
You'll never get your 33-year-old secretary.
Oh damn. Oh well. But yeah, very interesting week for Barnaby. He's gone now.
Actually think it's good that it's actually stopped because I actually must say I found the last 2 weeks just boring.
Really?
It was bold and beautiful for.
It was kind of some entertainment. Like, finally something happens. Like, what else? It'd be really boring then.
I could have talked about, like, the fact my health fund's going up 4%.
Well, what about...
Could be talking about, you know, the fact that, you know...
The company tax now as well?
They could be talking about that. They could talk about like, issues that matter to my day-to-day life.
That's...
Not that, you know... As the lady on Google Box said this week, the Greek lady...
Yeah.
Who you know well. Who invented the sledge.
Her
greatest line was, "Is if Barnaby can't keep his things in his pants, I don't care."
Yeah. I did watch Gogglebox this week, though.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. We'll get to that in TV.
TV news, but anyway.
Yeah, I did enjoy
it. But Joyce Box. Did you enjoy the Joyce Box?
I did. He was over the TV quite
a lot. Two stars.
Welcome back. to the program. It is time for the Wild West,
Glenn. It is wild. The West is wild. The very, West has been won.
Wild. It cannot get more wild than McDonald's, Glenn.
Spring Farm, this is your day.
This is your day. If you're looking for a healthy breakfast.
I had one this morning. It was awful.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, it takes them so long now as well.
But I thought you got the menu, you choose what you want, then it should be there.
Oh, it's so complicated. You go to two counters, and the smoothie machine was broken. Then I had to get a hot chocolate, and the hot chocolate took half an hour.
For breakfast.
Yeah, with my hash brown and what are you saying, that's not healthy?
Not really.
Well, I didn't get the smoothie. I had the hot chocolate, which is a healthier option, I suspect.
That's why it took so long. Like, wow, someone wants a smoothie?
In the morning for breakfast? Who would have thunk it?
But that's it. A new one is coming to Spring Farm. Makes sense, obviously.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in case you get a last-minute rush.
They're going
to
get a lot of drunks and people are driving past.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Now, also bad news if you're a farmer. The reality is that there is... they're doing it tough. They need some rain to break a drought that's happening out in the Wollondilly Shire.
Yeah.
There's been several days, really hot days, which have been lovely for bleach weather, but the cows aren't happy. There's trouble feeding cows. They've got to bring feed in for the cows. A lot of hand feeding has been happening, and the land is just as dry as a tack. So there has been a lot of personal toll on the farmers out down there as well, and right across the state as well, as a lot of the state is back into drought again.
Yeah, that's it's a bit sad.
It is sad, tragic.
They need no droughts, they need more water.
That would be a solution to the problem. But to be fair, better than Cape Town, which is a city that's about to have no water.
Oh, wow.
Completely no water. They're going to start turning out... There's a day zero coming up where they're going to basically turn water of taps off because the dam is empty. The first city in centuries without water.
What are they going to do then? Like,
bring in water. Bring in trucks of water.
Helicopters, right?
It's going to be quite bad.
Oh, wow. That's sad to hear. Speaking of sad things, obviously crashing... which isn't good on the roads.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
I was trying to go somewhere with that, which is mostly caused by speeding. Now, Wollondilly Shire Councillor Matt Smith wants more speed cameras installed on Appin Road. I don't think that's going to stop Appin Road, though. But that usually causes people to go a bit more crazy. Because the thing is, I think if people know speed cameras are there, they're not going to... They won't speed as much, but they usually slam their brakes to slow down.
Correct, yeah.
For the speed camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Which might cause a bit of accidents as well. So I don't know if more speed cameras...
I think they should have speed cameras in every corner, make the fines like $10 each, and just fine people like little amounts, but more often.
Yeah.
Because I think at the moment it's a bit silly where they do more paperwork that way, but I think that's the problem.
Well, that's the problem. They don't want to do paperwork.
I don't think it's wrong. I think you shouldn't be able to speed at any time.
Oh, no, you shouldn't be able to speed.
Every traffic light should have a speed camera built in. It wouldn't cost much more to do.
Yeah.
It's a political problem the government can't do because they're too afraid of pissing off motorists that speed.
Well, then don't speed.
Because a lot of people speed.
Yeah, of course they do.
Which is then why we have a road toll problem. Like people that use their mobile phones, can't follow road rules,
yeah.
Run over people.
Well, I do like that idea. If you use your mobile phone while driving, your license should be taken away.
No one left on the road. Fantastic.
Good, I'll be able to drive.
Traffic easy. Problem solved. We have finally solved Sydney's traffic problem.
You know who's going to love that, though? Mm. Cyclists.
Love it.
They'll have the road to themselves.
Now, prominent MacArthur MP, Mr. Freeloader, Lander,
yes.
Is complaining that there is too many pokies coming into Narellan. This is an unusual one, but basically there is a plan for 150 poke machines to be put into a future club at Narellan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's going to make the club stand up. So Club Marconi is preying on the people of Camden. They want to milk the Camden community for as much money as we've got. We're simply sitting ducks when it comes to exploitation of our area. It's duck season, and we don't even know when we're in the firing line. That was Eva Campbell complaining about it as well. Apparently, there's a loophole in that would hurt Camden, according to the councillor as well, Councillor Campbell. Because existing clubs and pubs provide residents with more adequate access to gaming facilities, with more than 500 in the area, she's arguing. So she argues there's enough already.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting concept, because this is where I find it very difficult, is that even though I think poker machines are a horrible invention, and they're depressing in all sorts
What's so bad about them?
Would you? Okay, you got to like put money in a machine?
I have done it before, yeah.
But would you sit there all day and do
no,
it?
No, I wouldn't sit there
all day. Do you see happy people with poker machines?
If they're winning, sure.
Yeah, they're never winning, though.
Hardly ever, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not like the happiest place to go.
I guarantee
to.
You they're spending more money than they're winning.
Yeah, they think they're winning, but they're not. Yeah. But I think the problem is, if the area is growing and the area is getting bigger, shouldn't there be more poker machines
too? There should be.
Or get rid of them. Get rid of them everywhere.
They
should get rid of them.
Oh, they should, but it's too much money involved in it.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Clubs and the government make too much money from it.
This is a problem, yeah. And there's some amazing rules, too, in some of these clubs, too. Like, they'll give free drinks to people.
They do.
Soft drinks and stuff. Because yeah. I said, my dad's like...
And coffee and tea.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's free drinks here. I says, yeah, not at the bistro.
No.
If you sat at the poker machine for an hour, they'll give you a free drink.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you weren't putting money into the machine, they wouldn't give you
free drinks. So he said, and then we thought, do we just sit at the poker machine for an hour and get a free drink? And put no money in.
And get free biscuits and coffee. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. That's so sad, though.
What?
The whole poker machine industry.
I know. But it's too big. It's too much money. Yeah. That's the problem. But, you know. Now, the first of a couple of redevelopments coming to the area. The first stage of Stockland's $150 million redevelopment of Ingleburn Logistics Park has been completed.
Can't wait. Sounds exciting. Exciting. What does it mean?
29,000 square meters, Glenn. There's going to be warehouse and office facilities. 28-hectare site. So there's going to be a lot of warehouses and a lot of office buildings. And here's how they want to describe it. It's going to create about 150 construction jobs and 100 flow-on jobs for local suppliers.
Made up with some numbers that no one knows how they got.
And once the project's done, there'll be no jobs and no one there to fill the spots. The second part is Campbelltown CBD is set to get a new 15-story building, which we talked about a couple of times. Oh, actually, last week at Demerick Street. People still aren't happy about it.
Still
aren't happy.
What a surprise.
That's it. Which makes sense. I don't think people will be happy about it at all, because it's going to be not only an eyesore, but that foot traffic is going to be a bit insane.
Now, convicts in the 1930s, you know, remember them?
Oh, totally. 1930s.
In your family, right?
Convicts. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Probably. basically, they're trying to preserve the Hurley Park Reservoir that was built by the convicts. As one of the most important structures in Campbelltown.
Wow.
Back in Elliman Street, basically it was the first drinking water that was built for survival of people. And it's obviously not used as much anymore. It's not used at all, actually. It's kind of decrepit, but needs some funding to restore it, because it just kind of looks like an old structure that no one really understands what it does. So there's a suggestion they should do that.
Makes sense. Do it.
Yeah.
Now, Camden Cricket Club has done something historic. After 175 years, the inaugural all-girls team has been crowned premiers of their cricket division. Congrats. The under-10 team emerged victorious over a five-month journey, amassing more than 2,500 runs, 110 wickets, over 18 games. So good for them. Must be a very good in team. And the coach is very happy. They're very proud, the coach. Coach Tipping said, so good for him.
Now, Piggott Way had a bunch of pigs go along there. There was a vacant block of land owned by New South Wales Housing, and it became a haven for illegal dumping. People, since Christmas, have been putting food, letters, general waste, even a mattress on the block of land. The smell was bad. It was a health hazard. Docs was contacted, and they basically said that they were going to clean up the rubbish on the 19th of February. They actually got in there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
Local whinger, Angela Chantavong, Macquarie Fields MP, said it's not good enough for residents, whether they lived in a housing commission or not, to have their concerns regarding health and welfare ignored. Every resident in our community has a legitimate right to raise issues that impact on their well-being.
Right.
I think that's somewhat true, but I do think that if it was if it was in your neighbourhood, in your area, and you weren't in a housing commission house, you'd have to clean it up yourself.
Maybe just do it yourself.
Well, a lot of people have to do that, right? When these people, these thugs... wasn't the Department of Housing putting this stuff here. There was people doing it, right? They're the people that done the problem. And they shouldn't be doing it. That's who we should be putting the blame upon.
Mm.
You know, they need to clean it up, yes, but the primary responsibility is on the thugs that leave stuff on vacant blocks.
Well, they're thugs. They're not going to do it themselves.
No, clearly not. But he was having a bit of a shot at the government, of course, which we expect him to do, because he does it every second day.
He hates the government.
Yeah. Hates the government. I don't know why. Like, I should get on a bit more.
Yeah, we know.
So they've now cleaned it up. So Pigsty is finally not so piggy.
No. Now, there is a star in Campbelltown, Glenn. I don't know if you know this.
But well, no, I have been in Campbelltown occasionally.
It's not other than you, sorry.
Okay, just checking.
No, Camden now has a very interesting rooster. It's a transsexual rooster named Olivia.
Sounds like a Gogglebox episode.
I know. Now the
this bathroom does this rooster use?
I have no idea, but the hen Olivia had its sex reversal operation not too long ago after apparently the rooster didn't look too happy. So I don't know how they determined to give the rooster a sex change or...
Did they consult the rooster's family with this? And is that legal? And
yeah, I don't know.
All the questions.
It's disgusting. It's in the local paper if you want to check it out. It's actually a photo, but... Yeah, you can actually check it out at the Camden Avian Reptile and Exotic Pet Hospital. I don't know if you can just go in there. It's like a petting zoo, but you might not be able to.
Now, pregnant mothers in Macarthur and the rest of Southwest Sydney are more likely to be smoking with babies than other people. 1 in 10 pregnant women in Southwest Sydney are smoking.
I'm sure there's other.
During the second half of pregnancy.
Nah, I think there's big areas.
1 in 10.
Yeah, sir.
It's a common cause of admission to hospital for the first year of birth with respiratory illness.
Yeah, but with their statistics, most of them pull crap.
I don't think that's rubbish.
Nah, there's more worse areas.
Oh, maybe in the whole country, but compared to the rest of Sydney, that is the highest.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd they determine that?
But 1 in 10, they had a report. New South Wales Health done a report.
Yeah, but how'd they
find Mothers out? And Babies 2016.
Yeah, how did they find out these studies?
They probably done a survey or something and asked people.
And the parents are going, yeah, I smoke.
Probably.
How many people did they ask, though? Like, what was the sample size and all that?
I don't know the details.
It could be, like, 10 people.
Yeah. I think also, too, like, the rates are declining, too, across the whole state. Yeah. So even though it was the highest in Macarthur, was it statistically abnormally high? Because the rate across the state's gone from 10.4 to 8.3, which is mean it's almost 1 in 10 everywhere in the whole state. So the difference is slightly marginal. But I'm ruining the headline, Steve.
I'm just sorry. I just hate this statistic bullshit. Like,
it's almost up there with what I find really annoying too is postcodes.
Yeah.
Worst postcodes. It's like postcodes aren't statistically the same. So if you're saying, like, you know, the CBD or Liverpool or Parramatta have like the worst of anything, generally because their postcode areas are bigger than other postcode areas, they always will because there's more people that live there.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's you need a denominator as well. But it is true. Southwest Sydney has a bigger problem than the rest of it. And he reckons that if people stop doing this, it will close half the pediatric wards in Sydney.
Right.
And that's based on the scientific judgment of he just made that up.
There you go. Sample size of one person.
But I do think it's true. There's a high correlation to this. And if people stop doing that, that would reduce... Like,
but you probably shouldn't be smoking if you're pregnant, that's for sure.
That's just common sense, I would have thought.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think there's an argument... Well, there's not an argument to smoke at all, to be honest.
No, of course not.
I'm very anti-smoking. Everyone should be banned from smoking.
Yeah.
Like, people are stupid.
They are stupid. 1 in 10 people are stupid.
That are pregnant. But you can't be called pregnant, ladies. That's a bit rude.
Oh, you can. They shouldn't be smoking.
Drinking?
Not drinking either.
Yeah.
Either way. That's it. Anything else, then?
I think that's it. I think that is the week that... Oh, no. It also to Tamworth House, too. Apparently, Selling House Australia were down there.
Oh, wow.
They had an open house. It starts in the new season. They're going to feature this old historic house down in Tamworth.
Yep.
They're having an auction, an inspection in this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had a bit of a... Had the crew down there, which is quite interesting.
Excellent.
But yeah, apart from that, and the M12.
What's happening in there?
The M12. Aren't you excited about the M12?
No, why? We need another M?
Yeah, we need another M. I've got enough M's already.
I just got used to the M1 and M5.
Yeah, there's an M4 too.
Oh, is it? Yes, that's right, an M4 too.
Yes. Apparently, there's going to be a bit of a plan there to basically expand that a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to run from Macarthur to Penrith up to the northwest. So it's like an outer orbital road. So the government's looking to put some funding there. And they also announced this week too, well, they're planning to announce next week, is the extension of Southwest Rail Link to the airport.
Excellent.
Dates and times a bit spotty, but there's a thought it will extend out there. And maybe that rail link to Narellan too. There's a bit of talk about that as well, that's going to be announced as a city deal.
That sounds good.
Sounds like there's an election coming up, as I suspect.
We'll hear more about it in what? When's it? July, isn't it? When's the next election or something?
Yeah, it's coming up. Well, it could be the end of this year or early next year. And there's a state election coming up too. So Western Sydney's going to have a lot of announcements in the next...
There'll be a lot of politicians around here.
Yes, get your fire squatters out. They're out and about. And sad news too, at St. Mark's Church at Picton, it was broken into. This month. I don't know who breaks into a church.
What are you going to take from a church? The collection plate, isn't there?
They stole a laptop and a charger worth $200.
Oh, well, I hope they're happy with themselves.
So they didn't get much out of it. They'll put increased security in there. When you've got the Lord as your security, you'd think that'd be a little bit more safer.
Who else do you need?
I know, the Lord should have it sorted, right? I think the Lord will sort it out, really. He said it was frustrating. It's sad to see someone to go cheap laptop to probably try and sell.
Wow.
And most likely buy drugs. The Reverend was very upset. But, you know, it was quite sad. So the church is quite disappointed. But they want to leave the church open anyway. You know, it's been broken into a couple of times too, which I would have thought churches would be the last place you'd break into.
Yeah, I got no idea why you would steal from a church. That's
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. I think that's all for the week. That is the Wild West.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television.
Well, the best moment of TV this week, Steve.
Okay, yes.
What can I do?
No, I was going to say, can we start? Because I actually enjoyed Gogglebox so much this week. We have to talk about it.
Really? You enjoyed it? I thought you really said Gogglebox, stupid idiots in front of TV. I
enjoy it.
It is awesome. It actually was fish. That was ugly.
Yeah, from Blue Planet 2, right?
Oh my gosh. Which bathroom was that fish using?
I don't know, but the fish, male fish has sex with a woman fish, then the woman turns into a man at night.
Imagine when he wakes up in the morning. God, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, that would have been freaky. And the fish is disgusting. And then how about those birds getting eaten by the fish? And Blue Planet is kind of interesting. Like those whole Earth documentaries. Like,
I actually never watched it, but I actually found the
Planet Earth is incredible.
I found it with the commentary much better. With the Gogglebox commentary, I actually found Planet Earth more entertaining.
I kind of got thrown off a little bit by that because I was watching it because you're watching the Blue Planet documentary. The narrator, Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
And David.
His brother's dead. Sorry, my mistake.
Yes.
David's alive. David's the alive one.
He says yes. Obviously. Very famous.
He's narrating.
Just alive, I think.
Oh, is he? Whoops.
It's 90-something.
And then you got the Gogglebox narrator doing her narration over that one. It's like,
oh, it's narration everywhere. Yeah. It's a great show, though.
It's a good show. It's a very good show. I like...
Good episode this week, too.
Which one?
The episode this week was quite good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most... It depends what they're viewing, right?
It's always pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I think the thing I like about that show is that particularly it's they're very accurate, and what they're thinking and saying on the couch is just like what everyone else is thinking.
Well, that's the problem.
They're like the best focus group ever.
Yeah, well, sometimes it is, but then you can tell the ones that are putting it on just to try and get on camera.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that rich rich lady, that Trazak Rich, the old one.
The art couple?
Yeah.
Lady. No, she's really like that all the time, I reckon she is.
I do know people like that. Right? Do you think?
I reckon she's like that all the time.
Okay.
Have you watched Travel Guides as well?
No, I haven't.
There's like a rich couple there that dine, and it's basically these people going, they just had like this look of disgust, like, oh, seeing someone else's house is so dark and terrible. Oh. And bugger off. You're a person of all
time. I'll check that out online.
Yeah. It's actually got a funny show as well. It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the characters are quite interesting. Well, and I think the thing is, it's not just that the concept can lives and fails on the casting.
Oh yeah, that's it. You're not gonna like watch if it with
you. I'm sure if it was a rubbish cast, it wouldn't be the same. But they seem to be able to cast the right.
Well, the cast on Gogglebox are very good.
Like Stack and Mel, you got to see on Travel Guides. They are legends in their own right.
Okay, I'll check.
Stack and Mel, like literally, has never left North Queensland.
I will bookmark 9 now and I'll check it out.
That's it,
definitely.
I'm gonna get you all the rubbish reality.
I tell you, I don't watch all this crap, but now I'm gonna start watching.
That's it. I don't do cooking shows, home shows. Housewife shows and all this stuff, but I do do. But I do people sitting watching television or on holiday.
Okay,
which I think is fair enough.
Is that because you're always on holiday?
Basically, yes. I want to see what they think. But they've got the most stereotypical people there, though.
Yeah, that's
like they've actually done quite well.
As you said, it's the casting as well.
But there's some other stuff on TV this week. This is another great moment of TV. This is, I think, maybe one of the TV moments of the year.
The state is going backwards. Let's stop that in its tracks. A true blue caring party. That's what SA lacks. Stop soaring power prices. Kids going interstate. Vote for change with SA Best. Before it's too damn late. We're the best. We're SA Best. Come on and put us to the test. Make a change in the nick of time. Forget the rest. Vote SA Best. Jobs are disappearing.
What do you reckon, Steve? One of the best political campaign ads since its time?
That is terrible.
But it's so terrible, it's good.
Doesn't Nick Xenophon have anything better to do?
No.
Well, to be fair, that is true. He doesn't, because I was listening to...
Do you remember the crazy rug warehouse guy that used to like be at Olympic Park for a while?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I still remember those ads. One of the greatest ads on TV.
Well, Nick Xenophon's life is so important. He was on another radio show this week. And the only reason he was on there is because the host got told that he looks like Nick Xenophon. And he's really? Like, I've been told we look alike. He's like, no, we don't look alike.
Sorry, just come on in the show anyway. We've got a little time.
Doesn't he have anything better to do?
God, we fill the show. We don't have to bring up random people.
Exactly.
Generally.
But someone has done it better.
Yeah, they've done it better. And I actually think that they've got some valid points.
Television's dying. Let's stop that in its tracks. Three straight hours on the GAN, that's what TV lacks. Those big commercial networks, they just want more views. We just say to hell with that, we show the Polish news. We're the best, we're SBS. Full frontal nudity, we say yes. Don't look at the Nielsen ratings, I suggest. We're the best, we're SBS.
Kind of rhymes.
That was actually very good by the feed. They did good.
But I do think, though, that jingles need to be back on TV, right? Jingles are awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing them on commercials.
You remember Gal Harvey?
Yeah.
What other great jingles are there?
The Coles one.
4-8 Wonder One.
Yep. The carpet one, the carpet cleaners. And the
Little Doers.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, you remember all those ads you remember? Like, no one remembers, you know...
SA Best.
No, to be fair, SA Best, I don't think it will be that memorable. No.
Oh, I think it will be because of how bad it is. It's like, it's so bad it's good type of thing.
Yeah.
It won't be... I think it'll be on like 20 to 1.
It won't win a Logie.
No. It'll be like on 20 to 1 worst ads or something. Like.
Oh, come on. There's been worse ads than that.
Oh, of course there has. And to do with politics as well, but I feel like...
To be fair, he might possibly win as well.
People like Nick Xenophon.
It's actually a really interesting contest. Other news, the jungle. What's going on?
The jungle? Oh, it's all over the place, Glenn. Like, they... This jungle, I think it's got to be the last season, right?
Why?
It's just not doing as well. They had Oldfield in there, him and his wife. That didn't work out well.
They had Oldfield's wife in?
And the wife.
The crazy lady from The Housewives that got kicked off her Housewives?
Yeah.
Like, she was even too crazy for The Housewives show?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Apparently she's just a character, though.
No, it's not. She's a horrible person.
Apparently, she
on the TV.
Is
at least.
She really that bad?
I don't know. I've never met her personally.
Oh, I've never seen her. I have no idea.
Probably not going to hang out with her anytime soon.
Maybe I had David and Lisa.
Oh, maybe I might hang out with her one day. I don't know. I'll ring her up one day and ask you to hang out.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, random strange lady.
They had David and Lisa Oldfield in there. They didn't make the ratings jump anymore. So what they're going to do next is have John Edwards, famous psychic.
Get me out of the show.
Yeah, that's
And they're going to bring Steve Price back too.
And Steve Price as well. They're like, wow. I don't get this. Do the producers really think these type of people are going to entice viewers?
I didn't know John Edwards was still around. He kind of was big for a while, but he kind of became unbig.
I have no idea what he's doing now, to be honest.
Probably just talking to the dead.
Well, he seems to know how to do that.
It's not hard. I talk to the dead, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to say... Yeah, see, if Bernard and Anthony were still there, I think it'd be doing well. Because they're characters, you know?
That was a good start, but I think they're struggling now. Like this week, they lost the cranky, horrible guy.
The one that cheated on his wife.
Watching from Gogglebox, apparently he cheated on the other girl and then turned up and then fell back in love with the other girl. Then he lost both girls. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
And they both hated. Oh, it was just drama at 10 paces.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That happens.
Talk about drama at 10 paces too. Sky News might be going on to free-to-air TV. It's talked before they might have taken over the Eyewitness News and 10 until CBS brought out... Channel 10, but it looks like 7 and 9 might be playing it on their multi-channels.
Wow, that's a...
Big change.
Yeah, but weird multi-channels, right? It's like 9, wasn't it 9 Gem or something? 9 Life or something? They're going to be going... That makes no sense.
Well, Sky Business and 9 Life, they can do some like housing shows and stuff. And...
Can they?
Yeah, some stuff on Sky Business is kind of like that real estate stuff. Maybe that might have a broader appeal in audience. Be an interesting scenario. Don't know how... Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting.
Because I imagine they're not talking about in prime time. I think they're talking about, I'd imagine.
No, it wouldn't be, right?
So I think, you know, maybe, possibly.
Is it just going to be like small pieces here and there? Like, I don't think it's going to be full programs, right?
Correct.
Puff pieces and whatnot. Like, just have like 15 minutes or something. Like, during commercial maybe or something.
Or commercially appropriate programming.
Yeah. We'll see how they go. Now there's rumors Rove is going to be coming back to 10 for a new panel show.
How we all miss Rove.
We miss Rove live, don't we?
You know what's funny about Rove is that he's still quite involved in TV behind the scenes.
Well, he does the project.
He does his
program.
But he doesn't...
And all the Andy Hamish and Andy programs as well.
But he's so low profile these days. Compared to his own
Rove
show.
Rove and Sam have gone, right?
Yeah. Rove and who?
Rove and Sam.
No one wants to listen to that station, just letting you know. It's just in.
I know. But Rose's been doing the Whovians on ABC 2 after Doctor Who, so that might be back. Other than that, he's more of a panel person, though. That's the thing with Rove.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all right. I don't mind Rove. I think he'll do good.
Now, big news, though, too. Rove is probably been ouched on by Kevin Kim.
What happened there?
You know Kevin Kim?
No, who's Kevin Kim?
You don't know Kevin Kim?
No.
Kim.
No, I don't.
He is apparently the Cosmopolitan and Tinder Bachelor of the Year.
What?
He was announced in Coogee this week. What does he do?
I have no idea. I don't even know who he is.
He has a radio show called Live with Kevin Kim.
Okay. Is that Community?
No, it's SBS. SBS is the best.
Come on. Never heard of this.
He's the host of SBS Pops Asia.
Oh, okay. I've heard of Pop Asia.
I've heard of Pop Asia. So he's part of that. And apparently he has made the cut to become the Bachelor of the Year. He even beat out a Home and Away star and a former Bachelorette and a Rugby Sevens.
Wow.
And I do think it's probably the first time, if I'm not quite happy to be corrected with this, but I don't think this is probably the first Bachelor of the Year that probably has a different coloured skin than all the other previous ones.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to flip this up now.
Are you doing this in your search history?
I am. No, it's not in my search history.
Because that would be very interesting. There's a quiz.
I was going to hope Wikipedia would have the answer. Oh, no, they could.
Could, actually. I reckon.
Might need a break from this sort of thing.
I
want to find this out.
Happy later in the program in the outro, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay, going off by names. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think I'm right. I think they went for a very good choice.
Maybe. Let's have a look here. No, it depends how you look at him.
But let's put it this way. It is rare as hen's teeth that they go that far out of the...
Yeah.
Like Home and Away is not known for their multicultural cast.
No, not recently. Oh, they kind of started recently.
What do they do?
Didn't they get an Indian family or something?
Oh, an Indian family turned up.
That was Neighbours.
It's Neighbours, yeah. Neighbours are a little bit more...
They're more multicultural. They're in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, exactly. The beach? All white, mate.
No.
They're all whites.
No multiculturals at the beach, are you?
Never. Oh, God, it's so funny. It is kind of weird, though, when you think of that with shows now, like, because in the 80s that was kind of very common, like, TV was a different colour.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly it's changing, but some are changing slower than others.
And some aren't just changing at all.
Yeah.
We see, like, these people reporting on sports.
Yeah. Just saying.
Anyway, speaking of bachelors, though, Stephen Fry, Glenn.
Oh, let's have a listen.
So, here we are. It's funny how everything begins with so these days, doesn't it? When you hear people being interviewed, they always start with so. And I have to start with so. So, here's my news I want to share with you. I don't know how to say this, really. Well, it's not difficult. I went to see my doctor just before Christmas for a flu jab. I'd heard it was going to be...
He has prostate cancer.
So... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Glenn, I spoiled it for you.
It's because you don't do so. Like, it's...
He goes on for 13 minutes, but...
Did he actually even talk about it in the whole 13 minutes?
Honestly, did not.
No, like, my tea's already been made, cooked, drunken and stirred and...
Oh, my God. I would have had it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's sad. Poor Stephen Fry. He has a prostate cancer, but...
Not good.
No. I'm not going to watch a 13-minute video, unfortunately.
Ouch.
Sorry, Stephen.
Tell it like it is.
No, he's all right. QI's a great show.
Talking about all right, this is back from the past, on the flashback. You may remember this, Steve. Lady slapping her backside there. No, Barnaby wasn't involved.
Wow.
Who do you think that was?
I don't know.
Big Brother slapping backside.
Oh, Sarah Marie, right? I did see that interview. She seemed embarrassed.
But we're making the bum dance.
She seemed like she's grown up now, you know? She seems like, oh, wow, I acted like that like 15 years ago.
Yeah, she did.
Did you get that when you said...
Like, I didn't watch the interview, no.
Okay, well, I did.
I just watched the 15 seconds of her slapping her backside, which sounded like she had really grown up, Steve. Yeah, well, clearly.
I hear she's a matured woman now.
Yeah. Also, 15 years ago, while she was slapping her backside, Sunrise had this guy on.
Happy anniversary.
Well,
you've been
on
Sunrise for 15 years.
February is my 15th anniversary. That's a lot of red carpets.
That is a lot of years. And we have dug something out of the archives. This is the first time you appeared on Sunrise. Take a look.
Nelson Aspin, is in Hollywood for us this morning. Welcome to Sunrise, Nelson. Now, word has come through yesterday, the Oscar organisers have cancelled the red carpet.
Yeah, there are a lot of journalists, myself included, who are shedding salty tears about this. You know, this is like canceling Christmas for us. No red.
Ooh. Oh my
Look
goodness!
Look at all that hair.
Funny enough, Koshy still had no hair back then.
Koshy still looks the same, does he?
Still looks the same. It's weird, and he's been there for what, 3,500 years?
Oh my God, maybe.
I think it's him and Al for the two last people standing.
Oh wow! But good for Nelson, I guess.
Good on him.
Anyone that has a job for 15 years, good for them.
Exactly right. Don't know how you do it in these days and worlds.
No, not these days. Speaking of anniversaries, though, the Roseanne revival is going to be on Network 10, as we predicted last week.
As you predicted, Steve, I think.
Did I predict
it? I think you did. I think it was
I was going to help you out there.
Great gift. Very, very clever, Steve. I don't know how you got that.
Late March obviously makes sense. That's good. I'm looking forward to it. Big fan, big fan.
Big fan?
I wouldn't say big fan, but I enjoyed it. So I will watch it, is what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right, that's good. Also, come back to 10 this amazing show.
Yes, hello, welcome to Taken Out. The ladies are looking great tonight. Let's have a quick chat before we bring Hugh back out.
Oh, shivers, yeah. Hashtag me too. I want to look that one up.
Was that film before the movement?
It was, yeah, possibly. That was back from when they had the show back in, I don't know, 2000-something.
Oh, wow.
But they're looking for people to put their name down to be on the show. Mm-hmm. Because basically they're back in the dating format. It's going to be, it was 2008 the last time that aired.
Oh, wow.
So it's coming back on Channel 7.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Sounds good.
Big news in the Who.
Yeah.
Big news, Steve. What happened?
They got a new logo.
How exciting is that?
People loved it, apparently, because they revealed the logo via video.
What changed?
They just made it more text-based.
Yay.
That's it. Like, how exciting, right? I'm like,
I don't know. I can't contain my excitement.
I'm sure the you know, Doctor Who universe exploded because of it. Oh, I enjoy the show. I think it's a good show, but... I didn't really
but the new logo, come on, that is... Oh, my God.
My day was made.
More David Attenborough is coming soon, too, by the way. He's getting another season.
Oh, really?
Of course, why wouldn't you?
He's amazing. Greatest narrator of all time. I don't know, Morgan Freeman's pretty good narrating, too.
He's very good, too. Very good.
He's good, you know, he's good.
Big news, too, Sunday night, too, Spartan.
Yeah.
I think Channel 7's answered Ninja Warrior.
I don't think it's going to do as well, but...
You reckon? Yeah. It's got that annoying guy from the Winter Olympics on there, too.
Oh, really?
He's very annoying.
Well, they got Edwina Boss.
It's what I noticed about the Winter Olympics, actually. I've been watching the Winter Olympics a bit.
Yeah.
And Mel McLaughlin, she's on there in the afternoon with, like, this big, huge, like...
I know, I see her on the news,
like,
right?
It's like she's got this, like, huge, like, back...
Parker
on there, which basically is, like, you know, one of those Russian ones that is, like, 5 meters long. Yeah. Then the other guy turns up, whatever his name is. I don't know. I've never seen him. Where's Bruce when you need him?
Yeah.
Where's Bruce McAvaney? Love Bruce McAvaney. And he turns up with no, like, jacket or anything. Just with a normal, like, jumper like he's gone from the golf club.
Oh, wow.
Golf club. Like jumper.
Probably
like,
was at the golf club.
Probably was at the golf club. He's going, oh, I've got to go on TV again. I don't understand. And they're at the same location. Yeah. And in the night, it should be colder.
They're probably very cold.
Is he just the bravest man on the planet? Or is he just...
He's going to have a suit on.
Or
his jumper,
is
right?
Mel McLaughlin's little beanie thing just made up? Or if she's got cold ears.
Cold there? We don't know.
It's minus 20 normally.
Is it?
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think Mel's dressed more appropriately.
He would have a suit underneath his jumper, right?
No, he's just got a jumper. It's like he's literally... It's like
he'd
a polo
have
top.
Underneath.
Maybe he's got a thermals. Thermals, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
But he doesn't look like... Yeah, this looks
but
funny.
They would have a heater there as well. For when they're in the camera.
He's got a jacket on tonight. He's actually improved. He's actually, you know, warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
But since in the night time, he gets like late at night, they must put the heater on or something.
Maybe the lights help, though. The lights would keep him warm.
I don't know.
The camera lights.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, depends.
If they were different locations, yes, but it's weird.
Minus 20, though, yeah, I don't think...
Like, during the day when the ladies dress up late, I don't know, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Weird dress sense. I just can't figure it out. I've asked multiple people about this, and they can't figure it out, too.
What do they think?
It's really bizarre.
Okay.
Everyone's confused.
Yeah, it sounds confusing.
Go Spartan.
Yeah, we'll see how they go. Speaking of confusion, though... This week, Network 7's Facebook and Instagrams were hacked, but they weren't hacked.
Oh, let's have a listen. Sunrise had the story.
In media organisations, the seven hackers of news and other Australian media organisations, the 7 News and Sunday Night.
Did get hacked.
Yeah.
Completely hacked.
Robotic there. They're hacked right now.
It wasn't actually hacked, apparently. It was a bug. Oh, I don't know. Bug hack.
It depends how you look at it, I guess. Either way. Oh, well.
Somehow it ended up in the co-founders of Facebook's account instead of 7News. It's a weird hack.
Yeah.
That's a really hard hack to make happen.
Why would you want to hack set?
How could you code that? Like, how do you code Channel 7 and then random guys?
Account? Yeah. Why would you want to hack Channel 7 anyway?
Big national broadcaster.
Nah. What do they really got? That's on their Facebook.
News, information.
Information on what?
Like stuff, like they have news on there, and Sparta news, Olympic news.
I don't think, nah, I think that's
stupid. Are you saying it's not important?
Not really.
Come on.
You know, either way. Speaking of important things, the TV Week Logies.
Leading to later in the year as well.
Yeah, and they're going to have online voting now as well. So that's interesting.
The internet has been invented.
Well, that's right. It's moved to July the 1st. So yeah, the 7th month. So usually it's like what? It should have been happening.
About March, about Easter time, I think. April, yeah. Usually May sometimes. Early May, I think.
Voting opens April 1st, though.
Looking forward
to it. Monday 5th. Sorry, my mistake. But how does that work then? Voting opens...
I think they're actually also bringing the fact that like you can put the shows at the start of the year into the voting as well. So they're actually extended this year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is really interesting because that means it'll be a bigger field of people to compete against.
Yeah.
And that means some of the shows early in the year can be eligible.
That's true.
Changes the game.
Speaking of award ceremonies, though, the Golden Globes are coming up on March the 5th, which isn't that far away. It's like 2 weeks, pretty much.
Yeah.
The 90th. 90th girl. Can you believe that? In 10 years, it's going to be the 100th Academy Awards.
Yawn.
Wow.
Too many speeches.
Oh, it's just boring. But Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. He's good.
Netflix to announce Lost in Space is going to be on April 13th. It's the launch date. Surprise, surprise, have a launch date for Lost in Space.
Makes sense.
And basically, they've also got the crew of the International Space Station have been given the first episode to screen.
Oh, really?
So they've already got it in the International Space Station, which I think is unfair.
Yeah, I pay for my subscription.
Yeah, come on. Like, why is the Netflix in space better than it is on Earth?
Yeah,
the question we've always asked for many years.
Is it better not on Earth?
No, we're missing Lost in Space. It's already up in space.
They know what space is.
And it's not lost. It's actually in the spaceship.
No, because they're there, right?
So The Looming Tower is a drama that's debuting in Amazon next week, which is one of Amazon's first big dramas. It's about a tower, looking at the rising threat of Bin Laden and the rivalry between the CIA and the FBI and 9/11 war in Iraq. So it's a pretty juicy little drama there, but on Amazon.
Amazon makes good dramas. The man at what is it?
Amazon, like what?
Man at the High Castle. Very depressing.
And?
Let's see.
Well, that's a pretty silly claim, Steve. Like, you know, it's like saying...
They make some good dramas.
Not many.
Well, to be fair, I don't have an Amazon subscription, so other than that one...
Let's be honest, Amazon ain't really setting the TV world on fire quite yet. They're good at delivering parcels, but...
Well, and now they've got their own, like, Amazon Airbnb...
Amazon Airbnb.
Have you heard that? Amazon Key? Well, it's not really television related, but there's a service called Amazon Key where if you order a package and you're not home, the postman has like a pin code.
I could break into your house.
Yeah, put the pin code in your house and go.
You know what? I actually suggested that to a packaging company the other day.
Yeah, what'd they say?
And like, oh, we can't take the liability to put stuff in your house. It's like super Australian response, right?
Say, hey, Amazon are doing it.
Why can't you?
Yeah.
You just steal my stuff. I know who's got the key.
It's like a random... Whoever gets the mail just goes in, puts a pin code in, goes in the house and drops your mail up and walks out.
It's a bit dodgy. I think there's actually a thing in that. If they change the design of houses, they could have like a room which is kind of like a safe space.
Well, that's it.
Because that would make online delivery so much different.
I think...
Do you have a guy put it in your fridge? Oh, my God.
Hey, if they want to go grocery shopping for me, that'd be awesome.
Change the world. Rose Haven's back for the third season, back to TV as well. That's pretty exciting.
I hear it's a very good show, though.
I quite like that show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Depends. I haven't really watched it.
What about this show, though, Steve? You know that show?
I do.
How do you know the show from laughter?
Because I know the people laughing. Drew Barrymore.
You know the person's laugh. You know.
No, I don't know.
You know Drew Barrymore's laugh.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, from the show, season one.
How do you know her laugh?
Santa Clarita Diet. I don't know what it is. I watched the first season.
You've studied her very closely.
She's a great actress.
Right, okay.
That's it. And yes, Santa Clarita Diet. Really enjoyed season one, though. It's about how the mother is actually dead, but she's a zombie.
That's awful.
And... the father and the daughter like have to help her, obviously not try and kill like everyone else, to eat brains and survive.
A nice happy family movie.
It's actually a family half an hour comedy on Netflix. It's brilliant. I highly suggest watching it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a hoot, right?
Sounds lovely. I can't wait.
Glenn, you got to watch it. But speaking of binge watching, though, there was a study that came out this week, Glenn. Can you believe this?
Tell me. Binge watching is good for your health.
If you binge watch television, you could get a blood clot.
If you binge watch TV, you could become fat.
Yeah. I know, right? Can you believe this? Did you know this?
God. Next, does it like Coke causes like you to be fat as well?
Sugar
next?
Make you fat? Who knows?
Oh, dear. Now, Tom Gleason, too, in good news, too. Apparently, he's had some complaints for ACMA.
Yep.
Apparently, he was suggesting about ruining his neighbour and someone's foreskin. And apparently, that's good for PG. The use of rooting is PG material in Hard Quiz.
It's not
7:30, right? Yeah. No, 7:30 is PG rated. So there was a bit of a question whether rooting is a PG word. Rooting is a PG word.
Yeah, it's a plant thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're rooting the ground.
And they basically, apparently, ACMA decided that Mr. Gleason's style of humour is blunt, sometimes sarcastic, and at times includes material that may be in poor taste or offensive to some viewers. The joke was in keeping Mr. Gleason's comedic approach and the nature of the Hard Quizzes as a light-hearted comedic quiz program.
Yeah.
Which sounds like ACMA's light-hearted, detailed analysis of the situation.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Quite amusing, really.
I like that, though.
Apparently, because it was still PG, because it didn't detect any sexual activity or nudity. It was discreet, infrequent, and not gratuitous.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which is why this show is PG.
That's it.
It was also on radio, so it's hard to say.
We can say what we like as well. It's a podcast, eh? Now,
gratuitous.
Matt LeBlanc is going to be doing more Top Gear for the BBC now that he's finished episodes, which was a great show. But the show won't be back until 2019, so... they probably don't even know if it will be back, though.
Yeah.
Because it's no Clarkson, right? And so it makes sense.
Now, Netflix, too, interestingly enough, is going to join SBS in the Mardi Gras. This is coming up, the 40th anniversary of the Mardi Gras. They're bringing out some stars as well, some for 13 Reasons Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
Yep.
Mindhunter, Orange is the New Blacks, they're all coming out.
Sense, yeah.
Quite literally to Australia, to the Mardi Gras, which is in a week or two's time, I think.
That's right. Speaking of Mardi Gras, though, SBS will be screening it Sunday, March the 4th. So that's it. The 40th edition as well.
Yeah.
And ABC got their drama series about the Mardi Gras.
They do. Apparently it's, was it Riot or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Some exciting title.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting how that responds, actually, if that actually gets a big audience or something. It's a high profile.
Well.
Will it? I don't know.
Why not? It's a drama. People like
it. It'd be interesting. I don't know whether it will or won't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think it's going to resonate a bit more in Newtown than it may do in North Queensland.
Yeah, I don't think, like, in...
I don't think Western Sydney, it ain't gonna rate. Let's put it this way.
I don't think the Mardi Gras is gonna rate that well.
No, completely not. No.
No, no, no. Something that will rate well, though. Sharknado 6.
Now talking about real deal.
It's coming back July the 25th this time, though.
6.
Yeah, can you believe that? I remember the first one, which was absolutely insane. Took the world by storm, pretty much. But the 6th edition, they're gonna be time traveling. Can you believe that? So sharks will be time traveling, I assume.
God, I really regret eating that last lunch.
Yeah.
I got really fat.
I regret eating that tuna. Uh-oh, it's going to come back and get me. Anyway.
Oh, gee, what are the shark ones? He's going to be on a diet.
Speaking of television shows, though, Suits, season 7, will conclude soon.
Oh, my God, he's a lawyer again. It's so sad. Spoiler alert, he's a lawyer again.
What's a lawyer?
He's always a lawyer.
I don't know.
He's a lawyer when he's not even a lawyer. I can't wait till he's out of that show.
But yeah, the second half of season 7, March 29th on Universal, on Foxtel. So, yeah. Mm. Exciting times, I think. Because this is the last season for Mike and Rachel, because, well, you know, Meghan Markle, who plays Rachel, married Prince.
Can't they get Prince Harry in?
He should be in it. He should be like a villain ex-lawyer or something. Right?
The prince comes in and takes the lawyer's... That would be an awesome twist.
And then he, like, shuts down the whole office. Was it... Peace Inspector Lit, right? So, yeah.
Whatever they call it this week.
Whatever it is.
And in being used to the TV networks to announce strong results, 7 and 9, incredible results they actually announced. Big increases in net profit, which puts them back in the black for probably the first time for quite some time. 7 announced that they're going to continue to have job cuts, quite significant cuts for them throughout the year. And 9 reckons they're growing slightly.
Great.
which is a different change in a very competitive market.
Well, speaking of, yeah, it's very competitive, right? Television, massive competitive. From March 10th, Fox Sports will be airing the Super W season, the inaugural.
Of women's rugby.
Can you believe it? That's good, good for them. It's going to run for 5 weeks. So does that mean there's only 5 weeks of games? Or is...
Yep.
Wow.
AFLX,
but...
Five weeks? Not 5 minutes.
That's good. Good for them. Hopefully it does really well. Speaking of sports, though, the Australian Swimming Championships are coming up from the Gold Coast. Exciting times. The Olympics will be over. Then you can watch the Swimming Championships.
And the Commonwealth Games coming up, too.
And the Commonwealth Games. There you go. Busy time on television.
That's all for TV this week.
Yeah, I think that's enough. And that's been the Wild West for another week.
We'll have less TV next week, we promise.
TV went. Sorry. Was quite big this week.
What happened?
We're gonna start changing our segments, Glenn, I think.
We might do. We've got a new time slot coming up soon. We can't tell you too many more details, but we will be announced in a couple of weeks, it looks like.
Stay tuned for April 1st. We could be joking.
Could be. Maybe they are joking. Should probably check that in a bit more detail.
No, stick to saturdaynightlive.com.au.
The Wild West, something registered. Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm going to do that.
I think that's the joke, Glenn. We've got to keep that.
Just never have the right URL, just have a different, completely different URL.
I mean, buy the URL, but we'll keep Saturday Night Live.
Of course.
We'll redirect the Wild West to Saturday Night Live.
Just asking if he's a hell of a people. How many weeks ago?
Oh, like 2 months ago. It happened. Since that fateful day.
Yeah,
we might get into that one day. Probably not, though.
Nonetheless, it has been the Wild West. We're on our website, saturdaynightlive.com.au, and we'll have all our episodes back there.
That's it.
The memories.
So many episodes, Glenn. Like four different shows, maybe.
We need a new name next year as well.
Yeah.
The Wilder West.
It's getting wilder.